this term, ha, ginagawa nilang bakya ang ating pop culture na samantalang...
Isang magandang araw sa inyo lahat. Ako si Mr. A, kayo nakikinig sa Roundtable at ako, episode 14. It's a very hot episode today. Siyempre, ito na ang, sadly, ang huling episode ni Anton before he goes to a long hiatus until November, October.
I don't call it hiatus. Actually, indefinite leave.
Indefinite
until
leave.
November or so.
Kasi mukhang ano eh. Oh, so raw yung rage in this episode or rage in the succeeding episode.
Mag-miss natin yan.
Oh nga.
Well, magkikita-kita naman tayo sa same break. Same break tayo magkikita-kita.
Same
para
break.
Para discuss natin yung paano natin isa strategy yung coverage ng Anime Festival Asia 2011.
Ah, yun nga eh. Yeah, oo.
Kasi pinapala ko mag-Philippine Philippine Airlines na ako, ayoko na ng Cebu para mas maganda yung
bakit? Meron ka ba horrible experience sa Cebu Pacific?
Hindi naman horrible experience. Alam mo yung mas gusto ko mas klase sa mas maganda yung lounge.
Grabe naman. Hindi ka siguro nagkakasya siguro dun sa mga seat nila. Di wala bang enough leg?
Nagkakasya ako.
Oo, oh, yun pala eh.
Nagkakasya naman ako pero para mas comfortable naman.
Ewan ko. Kasi yung huli kong huli kong pang sakay is Cathay Pacific eh. Hindi ko lang alam kung maganda dun saan.
Bakit ang Cathay? Dadaan ka pa ng Hong Kong.
Ah, oo. Oh. Wala silang direct flight?
Wala.
Grabe.
Okay dadaan ka ng Hong Kong tapos dating mo dun hapon gabi.
Na naman?
Not practical.
Yeah.
Not practical if you want to attend Anime Festival Asia.
Oh,
pagpalga na lang Tiger Airways.
Tingin ko nga ano eh, since 11-11-11 is most likely Saturday, Sunday na lang ako makaka-attend.
Ganon din ako. Kasi, eto nga, mag-ahabol pa ako ng university ko.
Tsaka ano pa, ang problema pa is, yun yung release ng ano eh, ng third sequel ng Uncharted. Ganun eh. Anyway.
Ayaan mo na. Kailangan pwede naman coverage para meron naman ako usap tungkol sa AFA eh.
Oo. Oh,
at saka wag mo na natin i-pressure si Brian kasi
meron bang aabangan sa AFA ngayon? May nga snippets na bang na-release about that?
Wala pang sinasabi pero nagtatanong ako sana may mga CEO pupunta doon.
Guaranteed na yun. Natanong lang kung sino.
Gusto ko malaman para masaya. Seiyu!
Si
fanboy!
Si Hanaka na ba is yearly ba nandun? Or yun lang yung last year lang nandun siya?
Last time pala. Sana bumalik siya kasama yung mga Durara Rakas. Mga favorite kayo!
Kaya na naman po si Anton.
Ayan na, ayan na. Anyway, mamimiss niyo yan. Ako. Eh, syempre, yung naririnig niya si Brian. Isang magandang araw.
Hello!
Yes!
Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat.
Oh, nako, nagiging active na sa vlogging kasi wala pa masyadong ginagawa. You just wrote your ano, no? Latest episode.
Oy,
ng si
Brian, mag-focus ka sa reviews mo.
Nako, ba? Oh,
yes. Para
di ka mag-force play.
Ilang araw lang naman.
Mahirap paglaro ng Angry Parents.
And
I seriously mean it kasi kung dyan mas, you will seriously regret it pagka mangyari yun.
Siyempre, yung isa naman na medyo namumblema na rin sa upcoming school year, si Kuro. Isang magandang araw, Kuro.
Hello?
Yun. Mahirap bang enrollment? Mahirap bang enrollment kahapon? Kahapon ba yan o isang araw?
Kahapon at isang araw.
Oh, padalawang araw kang nagkasikaso, parang hirap naman yata.
Yeah. Pero okay lang, sanay na.
Sanay na.
Pero ako naman dito, si Anton naman dito sa enrollment naman niya, nalintikan ng visit na computer system.
Eh, bakit di ka nalang pumunta doon?
Bakit? Ano nangyari?
Hindi, nasa Manila ako ngayon. Kasi by online na system ng enrollment namin. At sa kandaming kapalpakan yung kanilang enrollment system eh, I think. Kasi, di ba, ang ginagawa yung API, mga para ma-minimize sa server load, sa network load, ng pag-load ng UI elements, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, maraming po, ang ginawa nila, dinagdagan nila, recently in-introduce nila yung API ng aming enrollment system. Tapos alam nyo ba kung saan naka-install yung mga applications na yun? Sa parehong network. O sige, paano ba naman bibilis yun kung maraming services tapos marami pang naka-online access doon?
Nasa yung network
siyempre,
nila?
Siyempre, babagal talaga yun.
Offsite ba? Wala ba nasa campus ba nila or somewhere outside?
Same campus, same network, same computer network. Naka-install yung mga
yan rin yung mga narinig ko. Yan narinig kong problema rin sa Malayan ah. Ay sa Mapua.
Alam mo yung nainis ako, sabi ko, ako dito mas may alam pa ako na diyan para nakaka-insulto eh. Mas may idea ako tapos lumabas yung idea na hindi ko pa napopropose yung ganun na idea. Kaya paano naman ako ma-motivate sa course ko, ano ba yan?
Well, ganyan talaga. Ay, lalo na, yun rin yung problema sa, ano eh, sa Mapua eh, yung enrollment system nila. Siyempre, ano lang yun, di ba, may limited time lang yun, eh, di lahat nagsisipagpasukan. Kaya, yun yung hirap nun. Yung bang, ano nyo, scheduled, kumbaga,
kasi yung idea 'di ba ng GUI ng yung enrollment system 'di ba may database 'yan. Mm. 'Di ba? Tapos may GUI elements naka-install doon sa original system. Syempre mabagal yung server dahil maraming nag-a-access ng database tapos nag-a-access ng mga GUI elements. Bakit di na lang kaya nila yung 'di ba yung ni-release ng API? Dapat sa ibang server nila in-install ibang network para mabawasan ng load ng network nila sa paglo-load ng GUI.
So, yung network nila lang nila.
Baka,
same network nila in-install. Paano pa naman bibilis yan, mga kaibigan?
Anong gagawin na lang kasi doon sa loob ng network nila? Puro query na lang sa
yung
database.
Traditional GUI elements, database access, plus yung elements pa ng mga applications na ginawa nila. Eh, ang dami pa namang sabi doon, beta applications doon. O sige, panalo.
Isa lang ano dyan, reason dyan, nagtitipid sila.
Titipid sila.
Yeah,
nagtitipid. Sarcasm mood ka pa, Mr. A.
Alam mo,
ano, Brian?
Titipid ba sila?
Mahalang server.
Oo nga. Akala nila, siyempre kasi, ano eh, sabi nila, ay nako, 100,000 yung ano eh, mag-gada sa web hosting. Yung,
pero dapat, pero yung, may ko, naman din siya.
Sabi, self-hosted lang ng mga data namin doon sa, ganun. Self-hosted niya siya, pero, yung common sense mga kaibigan, kaya nga ginagawa function ng API, kaya nga Twitter nag-publish sila ng API para hindi lahat mag-access ng kanilang website eh, 'di ba?
Oh, pero
babawasan ng server load. Pero problema, yung ginawa nito, nilagay ito sa Sync Network. O sige, panalo. Makakainis. Kaya ang bagal, tapos pumalpak pa na wala pag nagpakita ang recommended courses ko. Kaya ito, pre-rog ko lahat ng mga courses ko ngayon.
Prerogative.
Makakainis.
Well, mamimiss nyo talaga tong rant na to. Yan. Anyway, na-immortalize na. Dito sa episode na to. Ay nako, ganyan talaga enrollment. Maraming perwisyo, lalo sa mga estudyante, pero perwisyo na yun na may experience yung going on. So, okay.
Ay, next time pala, meron pa ako isa pang major announcement sa changes ng Roundtable Otakus.
Ano yun? Ako, di ko alam yan ah.
Ano? Baka siguro kami ni Brian, mag-uusap na kami tungkol sa car culture naman ng mula sa Japan, mga JDM. Oh, since part yan ng Japanese pop culture.
O nga naman.
Diba Brian, tayo mag-uusap? Para maging hindi lang panay anime ito.
Di ba saya?
Sure.
Kung meron lang gaming culture, kasi hindi ako masyadong adept sa Japanese na ngayon since lahat is everything is...
Meron ka kung mga ini-invite ng mga gaming addicts, mga ganun. Pero maka-busy lahat. Set suppositas.
Hindi ako makarelate masyado sa mga latest release ng Square Enix. Yung bagong, syempre si Kuro, yan, you can talk about Persona. Pero
pero konti lang alam ko ngayon sa mga latest kasi tagal akong na-unplug ngayon pala ako nakakuha ng free time para malagpasan ng Angry Parents mini games.
So that's it sa syempre sa introduction, napakahaba no. bago tayo magsimula sa main proper. Bigyan na natin si Kuro ng kanyang opportunity para mag-promote sa Saimeka since syempre iba ang kanyang pino-promote. Kuro, sa iyo na mikropono para sa Saimeka.
Huh? What will I say? No joke. What will I say? Yeah. There's this little thing going on around anime, the anime blogosphere. That's like we're basically seeing who's the best mecha of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like Saimoe, except that we boot out the 2D girls and replace them with mecha. Which is really cool. And so far, the tournament has been really, really nice. Masaya. And it has been hilarious, trolling, and whatnots, and advocation of failed dreams, and what's not. It's basically cool. No, seriously. If you look at the, kung tignan yung Saimeka site, which is makikita mo, it's fun, and yung mga comments nila, it's like, wow, yeah. So yeah, and about it, and it's been successful thus far, and it come down to the semifinals, the final four, and each bracket has a set. There are two brackets, and finally, it's like on kumbaga sa NBA conference finals, East and West. So yeah, it's kind of like conference finals, NBA finals, and East and the West. So yeah, so on bracket one, it's a super classic super robot matchup because it is Eva 01 versus VF1S of Eva 01 of Evangelion versus VF1S of Macross. On the other bracket, it's Zaku 2 of Gundam fame and versus YF19, which is of Macross Plus. Basically, another Macross mecha. And I could really care less about the three robots. And I would like, I'm an avid Eva supporter ever since. I mean, yeah. And now I campaign to you, dear listeners, na sana iboto nyo po, or I wish that you vote the Eva 01 for Sign Mecha, which is like the final voting period. The final voting period is like nearing its close for the final four. I think it's up until this day na lang. So yeah, please vote for Eva 01 because you know Eva 01 is awesome. And yeah, come on, who doesn't love Shinji? And who doesn't love
fan ako ni Shinji, nakapag-vote na ako.
And who doesn't love, who doesn't love the purple robe? Awesome purple robot. And Eva 01 is the
pilot. Who doesn't love the pilot?
Yeah, who doesn't love the pilot? And yeah, Eva 01 is the only almost super is the only super robot left in the in the tournament, because all of them is now like real robots. And if you love the spirit of Voltes 5 and Combattler and super robots like Combattler and Voltes 5, then you will advocate the super robot spirits and vote for Evan Unit 01. And Saimika is at Saimeka.wordpress.com. I repeat, Saimeka.wordpress.com. Just check the latest blog post.
What can you say about dun sa mga bumoboto sa Macross side?
Macross fans, no. They're like that's what I can say about it in a nutshell. But yeah, they're like led by by a formidable leader in the persona of Ghost Lightning, which is a person who I really, really respect much. But this is Saimeka, and he advocates Macross, and I advocate Evangelion. So, so as for now, I will not go down. I will not go down without a fight. Basically,
why shouldn't people not vote for Macross? Ina lang.
Why should it not vote for Macross? Simple. It's a hard bit of retarded love triangle and J-pop music. Come on. But
Macross.
I mean, come on. It's like looking for.
Meron pa kayo dadagdag puro. Meron pa kayo dadagdag.
Sige.
But yeah, I know. But yeah, is not really. I'm not really trying to troll Macross or anything. But Macross, both Macross and Evangelion are good shows. I mean, I watched both, and the first Macross and Evangelion, and they're very both good mecha anime out in their own right. It's just that I'm not really the type of person who to go low blow on Ghost Light, especially someone I respect. So just vote for your heart. Just vote what you really, really well like. And well, for us, well, and yeah. So that's all I can say. But you know that Shinji and Eva 01 owns. I mean, and besides, Eva 01 is more familiar here in the Philippines than Macross. Let's face it.
ganun ba? If we vote Evangelion, we represent the Philippines.
Will you represent the super robot love? And besides, yeah. I mean, it's the only super robot left in the matchup. Almost all of them are like space robots.
Belong to the Earthbound bracket ba? Parang ganun.
Yeah, it belongs to the Earthbound bracket. Technically, VF1S is like an Earthbound bracket. But yeah, Macross blurs the line between real and super Earth and space robots. So yeah.
So ayun. So let's vote for Eva. Eva, no? Yeah. Anton,
so, favorite na lang ako.
Ano na?
Up until now na lang. Up until now na lang.
Well, since we're doing live, and nakalimutan ko palang isabihin sa Twitter na live pala tayo. ayun. You can vote now, di ba? So, nakakatuwa naman. Di ba, Anton, paborito mo si Shinji? Or one of your favorite characters?
One of my favorite characters in Eva.
No wonder.
Although, halos nakakalimutan ko na yung story niya, pero I need to refresh my mind on it. Pero favorite ko talaga kasi yung kung paano siya nag-survive dun sa series eh.
Ah, kala ko yung kanya.
Yun sa mga notable.
Kala ko yung kanyang pati, psychological standing eh. Wala lang.
Talam. Okay. Tuloy ako muli. Kasi meron lang tinanong sa akin. May tao dito na nagtanong sa akin.
Okay, so then we go on to watching and playing. Kasi since medyo onti na yung mga anime na napanood natin. We just dropped Idano Aria and we gonna do our last.
Sorry, hindi ko din drop yun eh. In-hold ko muna kasi.
In-hold mo pa rin!
Hindi naman pinapanood, ina-archive ko lang. Hindi ko siya pinapanood. Pagkaganahan lang ako na magkaroon ng titillating experience, dun ko papanoorin siya.
titillating. So, Koro, since mukhang wala kang ano... sige. Anton, before we go.
Siguro, mag-discuss muna kayo sa Anohana kasi, pero mag-comment din ako with you sa Anohana, which I would say, officially say na yung aking mga second impressions ko sa kanya. Kasi pinanood ko muli, pero until right now, I still can't connect with the drama, yung drama nila, pero naiintindihan ko na yung drama.
Mamaya. Hintayin na yun yung
mamaya special, yan. Mamaya,
yung
special later,
defining moment.
Tapos, yung AOX, hindi pa ako makapag-comment sa latest episode dahil di ko pa napapanood. Pero siguro let's go on to the summer discussions na para mas mapabilis.
Ba? Pinapamadali mo naman. Sige, before we go.
Kasi parang hindi naman nakakasawa do sa ating mga listeners kasi palagay ko marami siguro nagsasawa na panay spring anime na lang.
Spring, syempre. Yun naman talaga kasi anime na release ngayon eh. We can go with summer, yeah. Mamaya. Ano, di ko nilagay rito. Before we go, let's go with the Meron Koro, meron. Kanina, nag-comment nga siya. Sasabihin ko ayun. Meron tayong balita about although hindi ko masyadong enjoy tong group na to. Zen Honbu mentioned something about Universal Records Philippines is wanting or thinking about distributing J-pop here in the Philippines.
Oh my god.
Interesting.
Flip side. Universal.
Oh, interesting yes. Yan ah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know. Finally.
Hindi ko na kailangan mag-import.
Woo! Although I don't know. Di ba may Universal Japan ba?
I mean, I know, but
Universal. Genion Universal yun sa Japan.
So, yun yung iniisip nila kasi I think they already doing K-pop distribution.
K-pop?
Not aware. Pero I know that they're distributing distributing K-pop pero hindi ko alam kung sino nag-distribute. Nakakaalam ko nga, Universal nga eh.
Kasi, ito, sabi, quoted
gusto
from...
Gusto ko Sony para mabili ko na lahat ng Abingdon Boy School CDs. Pakiwa compilation.
According to the para Universal... Sige, Anton.
Gusto ko sana pati rin mag-follow na rin ng Sony para yung mga recording artist naman nila. Tulad ng Sphere, mapakinggan na ni Brian. Parang di na natin kailangan magpa-EMS at saka magpadala ng mga CD mula sa Japan Music World tulad ng J-List tapos mga CD Japan saka, mga ganun.
Saka mahal mahal ang shipping, mahal ang tax.
Mahal ba ang hindi, shipping? Ano? Anton?
Hindi, EMS depende yan kasi merong 600 pesos around mga ganun shipping ng for one disc.
One disc 600? Pwede ba 2 disc 600 pa rin? Okay. 600 EMS na naman kasi. Yan.
EMS pero kasi. Pero one disc yung EMS yun eh. Express mailing service. Yun yung talaga sigurado makakarating sa ito may tracking ka pa. Kaya yun ang nire-recommend ko kung gusto ninyo mag-ship.
Pero magdalawang disc ba 600 pa rin yung shipping fee? Kasi by
pagka,
kunyari, dalawang CD yung binili mo.
Pero increase yun. Depende na lang yun sa service. Pero magandang gawing business kasi yun eh. Patungan mo.
Yo, nga
patungan
eh.
Mo 100.
Pero going back, ito nga. Kasi they said, quoted from their Facebook, that they were overwhelmed and amazed sa mga demands ng J-pop.
Overwhelmed and amazed?
And according
actually,
to them,
dapat hindi na sa overwhelm at saka ma-amaze dun eh dahil it is already a given fact na merong niche na market ng J-pop eh. Hindi lang nila tinatap, they don't market it very well kaya pumapalya.
So, according to them, they're now currently...
Kasalita ako laban sa mga naisip nila na misconceptions nila, na popular misconceptions ng mga ilang tao dyan na wala market for J-pop, etc., etc., the mga skeptics.
Should we thank the cosplay community for bringing the J-pop culture noticed by the mainstream media?
No! It's not the yung ganyan. Yung ang siguro ang kikredit natin para sa pag-going mainstream ng mga ganyan siguro. Which is yung awareness na mismo ng mga Pilipino sa anime. At saka... yung ilang bang taon na tayo na nagpapalabas sa anime dito, mga halos dalawang dekada na, tatlong dekada. So, yung the time mismo ang pwede mo i-credit na.
Na
pwede mo sila i-credit for bringing it into a bit of popularity. Ika nga.
Kuro, do you think ba, should we thank the cosplay community for bringing J-pop?
Nah. Nope. Never.
Never. Then what do you...
Bad.
I mean, they have a hand, but they had a big hand, but actually, personally, never. And as far as regarding yung yung sinasabi nyo na yung sa shipping, yung public, yung magkakaroon na ng quote-unquote public presence. Source for J-pop music. I actually feel indifferent about that. I really don't care.
Bakit?
Looking here, I have like 28 J-pop CDs.
Ah, okay. Kasi may source ka na eh.
No, it's the thing is it's not sa nagyayabang ako or anything, but the thing is here is like it's all about finding source. You know, it's kind of like this, if you really need something from the internet, then Google it. Minsan kasi yung mga tao na alam ng isang Google lang hindi pa marunong maghanap, you know, parang it's just like that. And I mean, if you're really good at finding things, you can get things at a very, very cheap price.
And or even for free from sites like sakurahana.com.
Yeah, I mean that's just, you know, that's download. It's like easy. That's like, you know, easy to ding. Pero it's like, you know, parang downloading is different. It's like different from owning the actual copy of it. You know, it's like, shit, this is it, like that. And yeah, I mean, I've waited like 10 years to own Ayumi Hamasaki, because I was growing up, she yung favorite favorite artist ko aside from Utada Hikaru. And now here I am. I have like I have the two albums that really matter for at least for me that really matter for me when it comes to Ayumi Hamasaki. And it's like the feeling. It feels good, man. You know, parang bottom point is just marunong lang maghanap. But the thing is, yeah. Kung marunong ka maghanap. But the thing is, yun nga, parang medyo minsan parang people just don't know how to look. And also, small reason din is yung ibang tao, nagdadamot din ng sources nila kasi ayaw nila ng kakompetensya. So, I think it goes both ways. But really, when it comes to... So, yeah, kung magaling ka lang talaga maghanap, having a J-pop CD, public J, quote-unquote, public J-pop CD source is not really a big deal. But, I mean, for the most people, it should be really a happy news.
Yeah, mas madali nang hanapin.
But actually, for me, it's just like, okay.
Is that, yung bang yung CD na nabili mo is original, syempre?
Yes. Is this original?
It beats
Comic Ali quality 150%.
Comic Ali, does Comic Ali sell original? Para I don't think so. Dati may original sila tapos dahil sa cost cutting na consumer demand for pirates, boom, nagtinda na sila ng pirates.
Oh nga eh. Kasi dula rin naman bibili sa kanila. Ewan ko lang how come they can't, siguro kasi mga anime fans are not really that financially kagalant sa pag-spending dito.
Actually, just really matter finding this a good source. I mean, me, I get my sources from for low prices.
Ano itong pinakita mo, Anton?
Siguro isang fan book for Chinese domestic market na galing sa Japan.
Ah, okay. So localized galing Japan to China.
Oo. To China 'yun. From Japan to China pero na-intercept at binili tinitinda rin sa Japan na nabili ko sa isang local gray market importer.
Is it really authentic? Is it original? Baka naman Chinese.
It's authentic. It's authentic na nakasulat in Chinese pero nabili nila sa Japan. Gray market importer. Japan kaya to.
Kuro, magkano yung nabili mo doon sa CD na yun?
Ayokong sabihin. Maasap lang kayo. No, to be serious, their base price is like 75 pero dahil suki nila ako, I get deals.
you get it for free. Ganun eh.
I get deals.
Basta tinan nyo yan, photo book, fan book yan.
Yan yung mga ano eh, yung mga collection siguro ni Kuro masarap i-rip gawin flak eh.
No, actually I'm taking a picture of few of my anime CD, my J-pop CDs right now, and like I will.
Post them, syempre, para masaya.
Sure. Stay lang. I'm taking a pic.
Mamaya na. Oh, Brian, nandiyan ka ba? Naririnig mo ba kami? Hello? Nandiyan ka ba?
Malabo.
Eto. Kasi sinabi ko kanina 'yun na nagra-round table ako about tingin mo ba yung pag-recognize ng Universal has anything to do sa popularity ng cosplay? Kasi sila ang parang nagbibigay daan sa mainstream para ma-recognize ang J-pop culture.
Cannot understand. Patay.
Patay.
Sabihin ko na lang speechless.
Wala akong marinig.
Speechless si Brian.
Choppy, sobra.
Speechless.
Speechless pero, ako ngayon. Wait lang muna.
Kuro, ano bang ano?
Pwede bang type nyo na lang sa ano? Type nyo na lang sa chat. Wala akong maintindihan eh.
ano ba yan? Di ba Kuro, merong universal branch ang Japan? Universal record branch. Ano ba, do you have any idea kung yung mga nire-release nila? Kung sino mga artists behind dun sa brand ng
Universal? Flipside!
Universal? Yeah, Flipside.
Yun lang? So, ang pinakamarami
sa mga ideas.
Actually, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. Wala na ako pakialam kasi sa mga ganyan eh. Na, if you ask me back in my old music uploader days, baka siguro masagot ko pa yan. But right now, wala ko alam. Hindi ko na maaalala.
Lalang.
Pero sabi mo, Anton, Sony Records ang pinaka, ano, marami ba? Or pop, ano, maraming mga...
Avex. Avex.
Pero wala silang...
What are you saying?
Wala silang...
Zetai Karen Children. Yung sina Aya Hirano, Ryoko Shiraishi, at saka si Haruka Tomatsu, yung project nila.
Avex sila?
Oo. Tapos yung... Marami-rami dito. May listahan dito sa Wikipedia.
Meron ba silang international wing? Global wing? Parang Japan lang sila.
Genion USA.
Pero wala silang wing dito. Yun yung problema.
Local wing. Merong Universal Records Philippines eh.
Doon rin?
Hindi. Ang parent company kasi Universal eh. Yung Universal
eh.
Pictures International.
Ayan, Brian, binigay ko na sa iyo yung question kung nababasa mo.
Ayan. Ito, sige, sabihin ko yung comment ko. Sa tingin ko, may factor na the cosplay, yung cosplay na yun, that brought the eyes of the Universal Records to recognize sa J-pop. Pero matagal na talaga yung merong nag-wish na
sino yung nag-accept ng file nung pinakita kong picture? By the way, excuse me. Ikaw?
Evangelion?
Oo, nakita nyo na?
Hmm.
Ba't parang nakastuck dito? Kanina ba sino pa yung nag-download yung picture dito sa inyo?
Koro. Ako yun, nag-download ako. Na-view ko na.
Kasi Koro, hindi pa niya.
Pwede ka na-cancel to, ah.
Balik, Brian, sa comment mo.
Ayun nga, may factor siya, pero hindi siya as in dahil dun sa cosplay industry. May ibang factor siya na consider yung Universal Records to collaborate with Genion USA ba? Who's the, ano, sino yung collaboration?
Genion Universal sa Japan. Genion Universal sa Japan.
Na magkaroon ng J-pop records. Ako, in my personal comment, tatakilikin ko to if the albums that they will produce here are good. Maganda sa pandinig. Pero kung pure niche lang, katulad nung alam mo na, yung nire-rage ni Anton from the past episodes na alam kong hindi masyado magandang quality, no, I won't, syempre.
Sana naman, ano, i-release nila yung yan, Kat.
Di mo ba, Kat, bakit?
It's the most awesome song.
Pero as you notice, yun ang niche ngayon.
Pero
kumbaga yung album nila hindi wala siyang releasing factor na parang pakinggan mo siya uli. Ganun siya. Okay, napakinggan ko na. Okay.
At saka isa rin sa mga parang skeptical ako diyan yung parang yung batas na ginawa ni Pinoy na dapat puro OPM yung papatugtog daw sa radyo. Naalala niyo pa ba yun?
Meron ba siyang ganun batas? Di na ako over sa balita.
Di ba sa meron siyang presidential order na ganun?
I think naman kasi I think OPM has its own space rin naman, di naman na-overwrite yung yung kanilang industry unless napaka-crappy talaga na ng industry nila eh. Yun lang naman yun eh, bakit mo kung magkaganda naman ang ginagawa mo, wala kang kilikin ng tao eh.
Hindi ko alam kung kanino nanggaling yung pag-iisip na yun. Basta recently lang, nung pagkakaupo lang ni Noynoy dahil sa mga pagkakasipsip nila Ogie Alcacid, ay sorry for yung terms ko, pero talaga nainis ako dun sa mga OPM artists na yan, na sinasabi nila, napapatay daw sila dahil sa K-pop at sa mga J-pop. Eh hello, meron na bang napatugtog na J-pop dito sa Pilipinas? Nagtatanong lang ako.
Ewan, di ako nakikinig ng glance.
Magtarat muna pala ako, excuse me lang.
Ayan na, yan special. Mamimiss natin yan. Sige, go.
Alam mo yung sinasabi nila na K-pop, J-pop daw dahil lang kung bakit napapatay ang OPM. Kung nasa kanila rin yung problema eh. Bakit di sila napoproduce ng mga magagandang song? Pansin niyo, pare-pareho lang yung puro sa pag-ibig. Puro na lang sa mga pagiging single, puro na lang sa ganyan. Sosoka na ako! Tapos sabihin niyo pinapatay kayo ng J-pop, K-pop. Kaya kayo pinapatay dahil iba-iba yung beats nila, iba-iba rin yung team nila, kahit medyo naging repetitive yung mga ibang kanta.
So, more on
ano eh. Tapos yung mga sinasabi nila, yung mga ang sasabihin nila yung martial law daw di daw maganda effect. Kasi nga sa martial law nag-boom yung kanilang industry eh. Maraming nag-express sa kanilang true music eh. Hindi pa sila grateful. Alam mo talagang nagre-rage na talaga ako kasi sisisihin nila yung mga different pop cultures, mga ganun. Tapos isa rin, nangangati rin ako mag-reach din doon sa mga nagsasabing K-pop ay pumapatay sa J-pop. Hindi mo mapapatay ang J-pop. Yun masasabi ko, ha.
Iba kasi yung unique industry ng K-pop eh. J-pop eh. Unique talaga. Di ba ang Japan is yung parang...
Hindi lang eh. Hanggang hindi mo pa napapatay ang anime, andyan pa rin ang J-pop. Kahit sabi nila yung mga K-pop ay pumapasok na rin sa J-pop sa mga anime tulad ng pinakita doon sa Ao na Exorcist na ending theme. Pero hindi mo pa rin mapapatay yan dahil maraming genres ang J-pop eh. Ang K-pop ba, meron ba silang sariling version ng rock? Wala pa! Meron ba silang hard rock ang K-pop? Wala, panay electronica lang yata yan at saka mga boy band ang K-pop eh. Sabihin nila, papatay nila ang J-pop. Doon talaga umiinit ang ulo ko. Kasi yung mga pag-iisip nila na bigoted naman na hindi pa gumagawa ng research. Yung talaga naiinis ako.
So ang kulang talaga sa ating music industry is mostly innovation. Wala nang innovation na nangyari.
Innovation eh. It's yung variety. That is what we're lacking, variety. Panay Ogie Alcacid na lang, panay the... It's all the same voices, all the same tunes eh.
And another Anton, they're just copying on the current niche yun lang. Kunwari, right now we have the K-pop is trending. They're now copying, actually they're doing P-pop, which is also not pleasing, di ba?
At saka hindi pleasing ang tawag nila sa music na. Like, parang they're making it crappier na nga yung kanilang ganun na ginagawa pa nila mainstream. I hate to use this term, ha. Ginagawa nilang bakya ang ating pop culture na samantalang we have also the caliber na to go hand in hand with J-pop at sa K-pop eh. Kung titingnan mo sa Southeast Asia, pinapakinggan yung mga artists natin eh.
Oo nga eh.
Tapos hindi mga grateful yung mga so-called OPM organization na yun, hindi pa sila grateful na pinapakinggan sila. Gusto nila pakinggan sila ng
buong bansa. Di ba we have YouTube video ng mga foreigner kumakanta ng mga OPM song, pero mga lumang OPM song yung talagang may magaganda talaga, hindi mga bago eh.
Yun nga eh. That's the fact mismo yung kung bakit ako nag-iinit ng ulo dyan kina Ogie Alcacid na yun eh.
May mga magaganda na magaganda sila Ogie eh.
Pagod ka nga, pero...
Lagot ka kay Ogi.
There's the fact na, talagang yung mga statement nila na sinasabi na K-pop, yung mga pumapatay sa kanila. Mag-produce muna sila na maganda bago sila magsalita ng ganyan.
Oo.
Yun nga, problema, yung mga sabi nila may maganda sila mag-produce eh. Ano pa ba yun? Paano pa yata? 19 coupon-coupon pa nga yun eh. Oo.
Yun nga eh. Eh yung mga maganda...
You cannot compare a 1990s era song to a 2010 song. Diba? Wala.
Yeah. Ibang
alam mo ba ba isang one absurd thing ko compare nila 1980s song sa isang late mga kanta ng sabihin natin nag 2 PM eh kailan ba nagawa ang 2 PM kailan ba nagawa yung Apo Hiking Society na yan
saka ano yung mga kanta before may meaning yun eh it's relevant to the times
alam nyo ba konti lang yata mga artists ang gumagawa at banda yun eh ang Kamikaze at saka Parokya ni Edgar, pati yung Bamboo, yun lang yung mga, saka Orange and Lemon sa matitino. The others, they're just cheap rip-offs.
Meron pa bang magandang ginawang Orange and Lemon maliban dun sa, Binoy, yung unang season ng kanta nila, yung Pinoy Big Brother? Meron pa ba?
Hindi nyo pa alam yung lihim na mga kanta nila na mga tungkol sa mga regrets nila sa buhay nila yung mga ilang konting mga regrets hindi niyo ba alam na medyo may blend ng konting acoustics
di ako over sa
2006 2005 ang ganda nila pero nag-break up yung group nila sayang magandang talent nila
anyway yun talaga saka kulang rin tayo sa mga independent artists wala kasing venue para sa kanila rito eh. Hindi ka tulad sa USA
meron tayong mga videos, ang dami nga dyan ni. Eh. Kung sa Japan nga, nakita nyo ba yung kung paano si Iwasawa, yung gano'n? Maraming gano'n dito sa Pilipinas, hindi lang nadidiscover eh. Problema mismo kasi kaya hindi nadidiscover sila, hindi dahil sa mga radio stations, sa mga ibang ganyan eh. Sila mismo, yung industry mismo, ang puhapatay sa sarili nila. Kunwari yung mga rising artists, papipilitin mo kumanta ng isang kantang hindi naman nila gusto. Except yung freedom of expression na gusto talaga nila.
So in short, ito yung term ni Corey, manufactured singers, manufactured bands.
Yes! Yun mismo yung dahilan kung bakit talagang namamatay ng ating pop culture in terms of music. Pati rin sa comic pop culture, don't get me started on ranting against yung mga ilang comics na nagsasabing pinapatay sila ng mga American comics, mga ilang manga. Hindi eh. Ano yung style nila? Lagyan nila ng variations.
Kala, meron ba tayong comics industry pa ba? Wala na.
Oh, yeah.
Di ba may mga comics?
Meron, the problem is there's no more
variations eh. Puro the same names, the same themes. There's nothing original, ika nga.
Ano ba ang team nila ngayon? Love? Is it love?
Dalawa puro sa mga political. Buti pa sana ko yung meron mga ilang mga shades of politics, mga social issues, pero it's just speaking the same opinion ni eh, kung i-extract mo nang mabuti. For short, mainstream. Bandwagon mentality sa halip na something original.
Ay nako. Eh ganun talaga, tingnan lang natin.
Ito na tayo.
Ha?
Tapos na yung rant ko.
Oh, tapos na.
Tapos na yung rant ko. Okay.
Wala lang sa piece ng news about Universal Records looking at J-pop. Ang haba ng discussion napunta sa problema ng industriya ng musika dito sa Pilipinas. Sana lang dumating na lang ang iTunes dito. So, moving on. Moving on.
In a break.
Oh, para na...
Okay, moving on.
Anime discussion. So, let's go with the spring anime season. week 9. So starting with ito, syempre natuwa ko si Brian took out took ano Hana. So tatlo na tayo mag-uusap. So ano Hana episode 8. Ah, apat na. Yeah, oh, apat. Napanood na ba latest? Napanood mo na ba latest Anton?
Hindi pa. Hindi na download pa lang doon sa isang computer 'yon. Up to episode 6 pa lang na ina-download ko, ina-archive ko siya. Pero marami akong magandang impressions sa kanya.
Sige, bago tayo
magsimula. Kahit yung sinasabi kong not so original character design doon sa Anohana, pero na-appreciate ko pa rin kasi it was put into good use. Unlike yung mga ilang anime sa spring season na gumagamit ng same na rip-off, if not parodies nung isang older anime season yung kanyang character design na in the end naging disinteresting ang character design. Itong Anohana, kahit inspired, maganda pa rin yung pagkaka-execute, pagkakalagay ng character design.
Siyempre. Mm. So ano opinion mo? Sige, before we discuss the latest episode, ano ba ang mga opinions na na-form mo maliban sa character design, sa execution?
Maganda rin yung pagkakagawa ng yung premise ng story niya na yung different mga pagkakaibigan na meron silang mga personal issues, tapos yung group nila na yung nakapag-move on na yung nag-grow up daw sila, grow up quote and quote after nung namatay si Menma. Maganda yung kaya medyo abangan ko yun.
In terms of character design, you said it wasn't original. Ano, what do you say?
Hindi sabi ko yung hindi gaano siya ka-original kasi meron yung for example kay sino pa yung sinend kasi inyo sa Twitter kanina?
Yung laging kasama ni Yukiatsu, sino nga ba 'yan?
Si Surumi.
Yung mechanic.
Suroko.
At saka yung yun, si Suroko, yung kanyang pagkaka-design kay Suroko, parang merong pagkakahuwi kay Konorimi from Railgun.
Ah. Oh. And, okay,
Nasinmed may Anton kanina sa, Twitter.
Ano yung impression doon? Ano yung nakikita mo sa character design na yun? Bakit, yeah, of course,
it's pretty good na kahit paano na inspired siya na nagawa na naman yung sarili nilang style. Unlike yung sabi ko nga na kanina, meron akong pinaparinggang spring anime na parang totally rip-off na. Hello?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Basta yung paggagawa ng character design niya is something unique and at the same time parang inspired from other character designs.
Ah,
yung si Anaru parang nakita ko na yung character design niya. Pero hindi ko lang, I cannot recall from which anime or sinong character yung pinag-inspire niya. Pero si Menma, sigurado ako ang in-inspire niyon from Little Busters, si Kudryavka, Naomi Kudryavka from Little Busters.
Did you check yung gumawa ng character design if they ako, are from
Anton,
the same?
Parang nakita ko si anong pangalan nun yung sinasabi mo si who's that girl yung orange yung mahaba may pigtail?
Si Anaru
with the si Manami ng Asobi ni Ikuyo. Parang yung character design is based on her. Parang somewhat. If you've noticed.
Bingo! Bingo, Brian! Oh, bingo!
Did you check ba kung pare-parehong mga tao yung involved doon sa lahat ng sinabi niya?
Kakaiba sila, pero inspired siya, sabi ko. Maganda yung pagkakalagay niyo na. At least, it does not feel so... It's like na ni-rip off mo tapos pinalitan mo lang yung cat ears from different ears.
So what makes them original na ngayon? Since you said they were inspired, ano yung nagpadagdag doon na nakita mong nagpaganda doon sa kanya?
Yung conflict niya.
Hindi, character design ang pinag-usapan eh.
Aside from premise nung drama niya na hindi kahit hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin ako napapaiyak doon sa drama. Pero yung maganda yung pagkaka-animate nila doon sa original styling din ng character design na inspired but they applied their own touch on the eyes.
Siyempre, kasi yun yung pinaka-most expressive part at yun yung laging namamaga.
Yung eyes at saka yung mga ilong medyo iniba-iba nila kahit papaano. Pati yung uniform, medyo nagkaroon sila ng konting variations. Kaya maganda rin kahit na napansin ko na maraming kakahuig doon sa mga dating characters. Tapos yung si Yukiatsu doon, yung pagkakadesign ni Yukiatsu, parang it kind of reminds me from yung si Koizumi from Haruhi. Oh?
Not really. Ibang-iba si Yukiatsu
meron mga ilang angles kay Yukiatsu na parang nakikita ko. Yung pagkakadesign kay Koizumi.
Hindi ko alam.
Okay.
Hello?
Hindi ko alam. So,
hindi ko lang.
Ibang kasi yun si Yukiatsu? Nakaka-depress?
Sige, Brian, ikaw, bago tayo,
iba yung character wise, pero yung pagkakadesign, yung tinutukoy ko, medyo okay. May pagkahuwig yung ulo.
So, Brian, bago natin discuss yung latest episode, ano yung overall impression mo na pala may ano-ana?
Ako, it was a very good anime, kasi yung, in just one simple wish, naging malinaw sa lahat kung ano yung naging conflict during that day. Or should I say, from one simple accident na nangyari, lahat ng conflicts na nangyari nung araw na yun, and yung mga regrets na nangyari nung araw na yun, has been parang na archaeology, parang nahukay nila from the deep inside of their hearts. From, dahil dun kay, ano, dahil dun kay, from the main protagonist. Yung main. Main character.
Kay Jinta. Mukhang di mo makamisado masyado yung mga pangalan.
Nakakalimutan ko eh. Kasi yung nickname nila at yung real name nila, nalilito ako eh.
I usually go then, for the palayaw na lang.
Mga syllables lang ng mga first name at last name nila yun. Variations.
Sabihin ko, ayun.
Pero medyo nakakalito pa rin.
Ewan ko.
Nakakalito pa rin. Kahit ako, I confess na nakakalito. Nalilito pa rin ako doon sa mga pangalan nila.
Although, naiirita rin ako sa mga review blogs kasi they sometimes using their first name or yung, mostly yung first name nila. Which, I understand. Pero nakairita kasi sanay na rin
alam ako. Alam mo yun, ang nakakairita yung pinagkahalo nila yung term. Kunwari, Atsumu tapos Yukiatsu. Ano yung they're referring to the same character tapos iibahin pa nila
at least
what the some, H
at least
kasi ano they have the regrets na before
they, I know
parang sa isip nila they're ano parang dissolved na yung Super Peace Busters yung group nila dati kaya
I mean we're talking about the vlog. Although nagigets ko yung point mo dun sa ano initially dun sa mga first few episodes they still refer to themselves as ano ba yan? As their first names. Parang di pa sila magkakakilala. Ay, di ba? First names ba daw? Last names yata eh. Kasi they are now strangers eh after all those years. And right now, medyo nagkakaroon ng reconnection. Although yung reconnection na yun is hurting them. It seems. Mm-hmm.
And so, akala mo parang simple lang na then they will reconnect and then there will be, okay, they will do men must wish. Pero yung pala, it will be the parang daan para to solve each other's conflicts from the past.
No.
Diba? Parang and, napaka ganda ng ano,
and execution this, niya. And this latest episode exploded din sa mga conflicts na yun. Talagang makikita mo talaga rito sa episode na to, episode 9, is yung tiyatago nilang emotions. Starting with, syempre, yung nanay ni Menma na talagang dito niya binuos yung kanyang I think it's more like envy. Envy na Menma is not there anymore. Parang ganun. And nakikita na itong mga... Parang it pains her to see yung mga kagrupo niya na nandun pa at nag-grow up na. Tapos si Menma is... Wala. Ayun.
Parang isang eye-opener sa kanila. Because they thought na yung mother ni Menma has already parang move on na.
Hindi. He na, parang would understand the position. Pero rather than... she developed this hatred nga about that
exactly
Kuro, what's your reaction?
Kuro is quiet,
speechless.
Hmm?
Speechless. What can you say about yung breakdown ng mama ni Menma?
Envy just like a parrot would feel.
Wait, kasi dito ano eh, di ba, reaction nga ni Anaro is, I never saw, this is the first time I had someone hated me so much. Parang ganun eh. Kasi nga, grabe yung ano eh, yung inag-piss ng kanang nanay ni Menma. And, ano yan, eh, at least the group, I mean, the group understands it kasi she's a parent and she's the one who suffers the most. Hindi si akala rin si Jinta pero parents are the one that is mostly affected in this.
Oh,
yeah. And then we also another defining syempre yung may iyakan na. Dito sa encounter na yun, that's what the group realized na it's making them parang it's starting to hurt yung group. The more that they dig into Menma, parang unti-unti rin nagbe-breakdown rin sila. Parang gano'n, na nagkakaroon na rin ng small conflict sa loob since that encounter.
Parang nagkakaroon sila ng second thought na gagawin pa ba natin to? Parang hindi na yata tama eh.
Oh, parang alam din, they're realizing na overboard na masyado yung kanilang ano. Nakikisakay lang talaga sila kay Jinte. Yun talaga eh. They want to help each other naman kahit papaano. Ayun. Nasaan na ba ako?
Pero actually, I would give the kudos to ano, to... Taka lang, nakalimutan ko na daw yung pangalan.
Sino?
The cool guy.
Sino yung cool guy? Ah, si Popo. Si Popo.
Si Popo. I should give it kudos to Popo. Kasi siya yung, in the first place, siya yung naging dahilan kung bakit nag-reconnect lahat sila eh.
Oo. Kasi,
if you would notice, diba?
Siya naman kasi, parang, she's very supportive. Siya yung parang naging temporary leader eh, in the group. Siyempre, si Tita can't really have that capacity to, kahit ngayon. And still, although despite that, he's still insensitive nga. Kasi nga, lalo pa nga naging hinanakit yung nanay niya dahil sa mga sabi ni Popo nung encounter na yun. He's more of act before you think. Or, parang ganun. Act first before you think. He's not really much into... measuring yung emotional consequences na mananyari or implications ng kanyang sinasabi. Anyway, still, that honesty is still defining moment. Although, may regret siya eh. But it's just so hard to see kung ano yun. Or maybe I'm not seeing or maybe I just forgot. Do you think in this episode na napaka cool talaga ng dad ni Jinta? He's like he deserves the Father of the Year award eh. Actually Father of the Year.
Kasi pero candidate ano siya eh, parang
ano ba kayo? Candidate
cool na
pabaya.
Cool na pabaya, hindi mo maintindihan eh. No?
Kasi pa lang ano ba kayo?
Bakit Anton?
Kasi hindi pa natin alam, baka meron pa ibang anime dyan na merong astig na tatay na sabi natin, badass father, mga ganun.
Pero,
di pa natin alam, candidate pa lang, kasi decide pa natin sa end of the year yan.
Kawari.
Kasi, he's, Ano?
Brian? Kawaii. Kawaii.
Kasi ang galing ng ganun niya eh. He knew everything yet he chose to stand sit back. Kasi, he knows that, I don't know, maybe it's because of the trust he has with his son, kay Jinta, na he knows he will recover. If you watch yung previous episode nga, yung how na sinabi ni Jinta na he will make fireworks with his friends. Yung ngiti nga nung tatay niya eh, nakikita mo, parang sabi mo, okay, ito na yan, parang ganun eh. It also proves the point in this episode that despite the lore, you're lying with your parents, they still know. Alam nila yung ginagawa mo. they may seem ignorant about it, pero they know. They just don't tell you or make it obvious to you na hindi nila alam. Wala lang. Kaya,
pero, yun talaga. Napaka, parang, ano, cool nga yun. Very cool. And, very, ano din, parang heartwarming. Kasi, knowing that, no, alam niya yung sitwasyon ni, ah, shit. Umuta ko na. Basta yun na yun. Okay, Jintan. Alam niya yung situation niya na he's into parang emotional distress. Because siya lang yung nakakita kay Menma and yung others are showing hate, parang konting hatred to him na bakit ikaw lang? And parang he understands na dapat maging kulang ako, hindi ako maging parang pressure guy sa kanya. Kasi he's having a problem.
Oo nga, yung emotional standing niya is medyo ano nga, bigyan magdadagdag ka pa ng pressure sa kanya. Yes. Ayun. Kuro, may sasabihin.
Ikaw ba ganun naranasan mo tapos sabihin pa na tapos angry parents pa yung ano mo parents mo. Ano na mangyayari sa iyo?
Oh nga, it's not supporting eh. You're not supporting your son or your sibling. Whatever. Kuro, any opinion on that part? Ano eh, medyo ano nga, scene by scene tayo ngayon eh. Apat lang naman yung defining moments. Kuro, what do you think?
Bro, ang tatay ni Jintan. Ganun kasimple.
Ganun. One word lang. Ano ba next scene dun? Saan na ba tayo? Since nga ano eh, sino man nagsabi? Ayun. Yung decision ni Jinta that he will just grant Menma's wish. There's this, do you take yung reaction niya na, I mean, yung reasoning niya is parang, is true to the point na what makes them to hold together since actually wala na si Menma sa grupo. There's no we sa grupo kasi si Menma talaga yung pinaka, it depends, kompleto sila. If you say complete, dapat kasama si Menma. And since wala si Menma, they were never really completed from the start since they reconnect. And if that's the case, parang siya na lang talaga yung tao or yung mag-grant dun sa wish ni Menma. Ika nga. Parang, ayun. Isa, describe. Pero yung
statement na yan, parang pinatoy na yan ni Menma that we need the group to grant her wish by using the diary. Yung diary scene na yun. Na parang pinatunayan niya na hindi Jinta. Hindi lang ikaw dapat. Kailangan kasama ka rin yung mga friends natin.
So what she ended up doing that is because nakikita na nga, obvious na nga rin na nagiging malala na yung problema na that Jinta is being the parang siya yung scapegoat na ng grupo at pati rin yung nanay niya na yung action grupo nila. Siya na yung nagiging napagbubuntungan ng hinanakit nila yung mga regret nila, parang binabali na nila kay Jinta. And syempre syempre si Menma doesn't really want the group to collapse because of her. And she has no other option but to reveal nga yung nangyari or yung case na yun, he has to show herself sa kanila.
Parang na-realize niya yun na hindi lang kailangan, I need to show my presence to ano, to everyone, especially Yuki Yatsu. Kasi parang Yuki Yatsu is the ano eh, parang the parang if Jin is the parang let's believe in Memba, Jin is the major parang nagkakos ng conflict na napapaisip na rin yung ibang characters to ba't kaya parang wala naman nakikita ang proof si Jintan na dapat na totoo nga si Menma. So, that's parang naging ganun kalaki yung role ni Yuki Yatsu and that was neutralized by Menma herself.
Before we end dun na, there's yung added a little bit of moment with Jin, with sino ba? With Menma's brother, with Jinta. Nakita na nga, di ba? In-explain na.
Parang he's the forgotten one.
Oo nga.
Parang her parents, his parents na lang is always thinking about Menma.
Is it really his parents or yung mother lang niya? Kasi parang his father is alright eh. Parang medyo accept, natanggap. Yung mother niya yung parang
de- ano? Oh, yung mother niya talaga, pero yung father niya I think was more focusing on other things para makalimutan si Menma. Pero meron siyang hatred inside na kasi 'di ba in the first place hindi niya inallow yung fireworks. So ayun. Yun, maybe meron siyang hatred inside, pero he's focusing on other things. And since very vague yung experience nung kapatid ni Menma with her, parang sasabi niya very vague lang yung experience ko pero it has been very memorable.
Yeah, I agree on that. Maganda talaga yung ano eh, yung part na yun eh. Pero parang yung nga diba, Menma assigned him the task to protect the house and it seems that it can't fulfill that mission. It's breaking inside sa loob na eh. And it's kind of parang may pagka sense of pity na rin sa kanya. Although
hindi pa rin malinaw kung paano talaga namatay si Menma. Kung sino talaga ano kunin
niyan. He's a victim. It will be revealed on the
Pero feeling ko siguro another ill girl na case 'yan. Feeling ko lang ah.
Ewan natin. Yung brother kasi ni Menma is like a it's the result of nga yung tragedy. Nakikita ko
na actually it, and ito pa another yung connection ni Menma and yung and Jintan's mother. Kung mapapansin niyo, Menma
may flashback eh.
Parang talking to Jintan's mother in the parang yung kanilang parang musulium sa bahay, di ba? Yun. So parang merong deep connection talaga. Why men chose Jintan.
Koro, any Kuro. Thing to add?
Wala. Actually, you just said everything.
Ayun. Ito, there's this comment na nabasa ko in a video side. Discussing, diba Kuro, you've been saying, why can't just Menma show herself earlier than usual? According kasi, sa nasabi yung comment na yun. Kalang. According kasi doon is that, in this episode, let me just get it. Wala ako eh. Why didn't Menma show earlier? Nabasa ko yung blog post ko. It's because... Ayun. She had the feeling kasi na kapag yung wish niya is na fulfilled, syempre, she will disappear, di ba? Kasi, yun nga eh, if souls or ghosts are wandering in the physical worlds because meron silang task na hindi pa nagagawa, parang ganun. And alam niya, alam ni Menman na syempre, yung makasolve lang nitong pagkukulang o yung itong unfinished business niya is with the Super Beastmasters. Pero in nakita as proceeds the episode, napansin niya na kung hindi niya masya kung na, napakaganda namang mabuhay rito sa ano na yan dito sila Jintan, the group, he sees them together. Parang okay, sige, masaya naman. Why not leave it as it is? Parang ganun. Ayun.
Na ano lang yan eh. Kasi hindi nang pakita para epic drama. Ano yun eh. Activation eh.
Ayun nga, if pina-proceed niya yung wish niya, eh, syempre mabilis ang dating, di ba? Kasi pag binorm niya yung sarili niya na she exists, mapapabilis yung kanyang wish, I mean yung kanyang reason, o mapapashort yung stay niya rito sa lupa. Pero na-realize nga niya in this previous episodes na syempre kapag hindi kino-continue niya yung presence niya na yung kanyang hindi niya pinapakita na she existed or she her presence is really there, si Jinta naman yung masasaktan siya. Yung sinabi ko, siya yung magiging parang scapegoat ng mga tao, para siya magiging blame guy, parang ganon. So no choice, she has to reveal na nga and move the gears towards her wish moving forward. From this siguro naman we can ano eh, make it dun sa episode la. Ayun,
yep.
So in short ano ha, na episode 9 is truly an epic episode. Agree?
It's a very good episode for me.
6 pala na panad mo ha. Paano sa angry?
Yung talaga sigurado ko na naiintindihan ko, sabi ko. 6.
Kuro.
Pero kailangan ko panoorin ko pa mas lalo to kasi hindi pa ako makapag-connect eh.
Kuro.
Yep.
Epic.
Yep, agree.
Brian?
So good din.
Okay. Very good.
We talk very long about Hana. So let's talk about Hanasaku Iroha.
And on a lighter side, ang lighter discussion siguro. Ang best bit ng Hana sa akin ay yung dalawang Mega Neko technically. Mega Neko for the win!
Hanasaku Iroha, episode 9. Dito ko na-realize yung mga... Yung mga build-up episodes, yung mga standalone episode did something to this episode. Parang, it makes me care about the characters more. if they didn't do that, I would care less
push
much.
Push na ako, Babush mo na ako. Kakain mo na ako lunch.
Ayun. Yun ano ko. And it was a spectacular episode. Parang it has this air with episode like episode 1 and 2. In the end nga naman, syempre, it turned out heartwarming and every character has its own quirks. So, Kuro. Ano sa ako Iroha 9?
Okay. Okay naman. Ano?
I mean, what you gonna say?
It's an okay episode. Parang it's just basically Iroha implementing the will of Sui.
Sui. And do you think that do you find a little bit disappointing at least or any parang sort of sayang naman na ko they didn't that ko and Hoan o Hana never met in physical?
Not really, but sucks to be ko. Yun lang masasabi ko.
Sucks to be ko. Why is it? Because yun nga, missed opportunity? Parang ganun?
No, because
na Hana is very stubborn or parang in stubborn is parang hindi siya, he doesn't get yung mga signals na binibigay ni ko, parang ganun.
Kasi hindi, kasi para ito yun eh. The more Ohana discovers many things, the more she drifts to Ko.
Drifts away from Ko. Ah, yan. Away from Ko. And Ko. Away from. So,
that's just basically it. I don't know what will happen, pero yeah. At the end of the anime, it's...
Do you think find it unusual na parang, although may, siguro baka may kaunting jealousy na ano, nangyari if when Ko heard Tohu in the background nung kausap si Ohana?
Don't know, not really, but...
She did.
I don't know. I never really cared about it, I think, but Ko trusts Ohana naman.
Yung nga, yung nga yung ano din eh, weird. I mean, this is weird. Parang, find it amusing.
But I think it's hinting the strain more as a final scene.
Yeah. Hints. Final scene where we see this girl, this Megane girl na hindi natin alam eh. Pero people are speculating na siya yung rival ni ano eh. Ni Ohana eh. Because she just has a screen time. Because, ganun na ba yun? Maybe yes, maybe no. Pero if that's the case, why is it Ko is still putting effort with Ohana? Kuro.
Mm-hmm. Ano?
What do you think? Is it really another rival to the love polygon na nangyayari?
Don't know. We'll just see.
No prediction. No hypothesis.
No hypothesis. Just wala lang, wala. I don't know. I just really would like to watch it and see.
And speaking of C, let's move to C. Episode 8. Did just Singapore disappeared, Brian?
Yeah, Singapore disappeared.
This is one problem with C is that we don't really know how the financial district go. How did Singapore?
No, I.
Akuro.
No. I'm not gonna say anything. Sige, try mo lang.
Sasabihin ko tuloy. How come? Paano ba yung laman ng Midas Bank? I don't know how does the SAN market crash doon sa ano? Bakit bumabagsak? Is it because there's everybody is already doing the Midas at wala nang future or
yan ang malaking question na hindi pa na isasagot ng anime yan. Pero I'm thinking na ito ay isang plan or kasama sa magiging parang roll out ni Mikuni in his plan, which is called the Sea. Parang ganun siya eh. Meron siyang plan. Pero yun nga, you're right. Hindi nga malaman ang dahilan kung bakit bigla na lang nag-collapse ng Southeast Asian Financial District.
Di issue
biglang
kasi...
Magkaroon ng parang really. Jolting na ganun.
Kuro, you seems to have an opinion Please.
Actually, episode 8 made perfect sense, especially his C plan. Actually, you just need to look at the clearer picture of things.
So what is this clear picture na sinasabi mo?
No, really, seriously. I have one theory. But I'll just leave it at that. After this, I'll leave the floor to you guys about C.
Bakit? May ultimate ano ba? Para bang magkakatotoo yan? Ano yung theory na yan?
No, not really. I'm actually trying to make a blog post about C episode 8. But yeah, I haven't reorganized my thoughts yet in a sea of mess. So yeah.
So let's see na lang siguro yung kanyang vlog to see what.
No. Ito na lang sige sabihin ko. Personally, I think Mikuni is trying to buy the future of every person in alive.
in case for to save
for the sake of his younger sister. Although that's my that's just my prediction. But yeah, that's what I think.
Kasi since
di ba you para nakita we saw that ano that there's something that Kimimaro is planning to Mr. Ibarra na what if I pay money to give back the future that is lost. Parang there is something that thing is connected to what is Mikuni is doing right now. Parang ganun siya. And then it is also because of his sister. Parang may regret siya to do that thing and then it's connected. Yan.
Pero walang ano eh, masak the overseer ng financial district, it doesn't know how to do this eh. Kasi people think na they can buy the future of other eh. Parang it seems is it really impossible or ano? What do you think? Kasi it revealed na people tried but nobody succeed. Is it really because the future is what do you think?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment as of now.
Okay. Kasi ano?
Huh?
Hindi, wala. Sige. Speaking of which nga, we don't have do you think na Mikuni's concept of going with the flow is starting to bite him, parang ganun? Kasi if he goes to the flow, para lalo lumalala yung problema eh. And the more that he uses yung nga, the more nakita rin prevalent na people are already, parang Japan is already succumbing to depression, economical depression and psychological depression. And we see that Brian, ano sasabihin?
Or pwede rin ginamit niya yung three elements na nakita natin. Parang he stopped the flow, then he goes with the flow. Parang may something element na gano'n nangyari. Kasi imposible namang just as parang sa isang iglap, biglang nawala ang financial district, di ba? Pwedeng ang ginawa, pwedeng there's something that may something na nag-stop ng flow ng Midas money. And then he's doing something, then he goes with the flow. Parang pwedeng ganun yung maging plan niya. Eh, pero it's not clear yet. Kasi di po nga nasasabi, nasi-specify talaga. Ayun.
Kasi the moment, doon sa nakikita ni ano, di ba si Kimimaro confronted Mikuni about this issue nga na mukhang ang yung plano mo is starting to fail and he's starting to side with Senosa, yung the charity guy about yung nga
yung Senosa.
Yeah, he's more right, parang ganun eh, or yung dalawa is the IMF.
Oh, ganun yung nagsabi niya. Parang si Cosenosa or si pangalan ng isa yung sa IMF. The IMF girl is right eh. Jennifer Sato is right eh. Parang we should do this or this because nangyari na eh.
I don't know kung may magagawa na ng move ang or de actually IMF cannot really move eh kasi they're not part of the financial district. People outside the financial district are oblivious to sa mga nangyari. It's just as it is na nga, di ba? Yun yung problema eh. And IMF cannot really be a reliable organization to step up para rito. Ayun. Yung issue... sige, Brian.
Sige, go. Hindi, nawala ako eh.
Hindi, kasi ano pa ba yung mga ano doon, mga issue doon? Mashu. It seems yung that...
Mashu, yeah. Parang may revelation na nangyari. Parang Mashu is a previously was an asset of Mikuni's, I mean Kimimaro's father. Parang there's something that is said that yeah, Mashu is a past asset of the make of Kimi Imada's father.
Is it, diba, ano ba yan? As your asset represents your failed future or a future that never occurred, parang ganon?
Yes.
We can see that with Mikuni kasi yung kanyang asset is somehow resemblance yung kanyang sister. Is Kimi Maro's asset resembles of a, what do you think? Maybe her girlfriend?
Maybe her partner. His partner lang. Pwede. Pwedeng his partner. Ano?
Ah, okay. Assets represent the asset. Potential of the and the entrepreneur or the entry. Okay. So, kamukha niya yung, I don't know. The problem with this anime kasi is that we have, we see this magnitude of effects, but how does it explain it? There's no explanation sa mga nangyayari. We're just being driven in this ride without knowing the direction it going is going to.
Oo, tama. Parang ang nangyayari, okay, ganito nangyayari. They said na ganito ganyan, pero pag sinabi, bakit? Kasi, ewan.
Yeah, we don't know kasi ito nga rin yung problema ko, how can you explain why did the Fit Singapore the ASEAN financial district crashed? Kasi we up to now we still don't know how the financial district work. We only know that if you put a certain amount on on your attack, it will contribute to the loss of the other. Yun lang. So we have micro meso.
Ang pagkakaalam lang natin, if the entry loses, if an entry loses, yung kanyang future lang ang masisira. But what's happening is that parang there's an element na hindi mo mapaliwanag kung bakit na nagka-crash ang financial district. Hindi naman dahil to sa may natalong big time na entry. Masasabi natin natalo yung isang entry yung may-ari ng Basho Pharmaceutical, pero binili naman ni Miko niya yung pera, so na-save yung economy. Pero bakit nga bigla na lang parang bumaba yung financial district ng ganun-ganun na lang? There is something, pero it's not explained.
Koro,
and it's still an open plot.
Koro, bakit, why can't you explain it na rin? Why are you chatting? May ano ba?
Parang nagkakaroon siya ng technical problem. Okay, according to Koro, the Sterling Guild hogged the majority of shares of financial district.
Is that the financial district as the world financial district or the financial district of Japan? Yun tanong lang eh. Diba?
Financial district.
Oh, the world.
Southeast Asian.
South ASEAN. Kalang. Yeah. We have the Japanese financial district which is a subset of the ASEAN district. Ganun ba?
Diba, ano? Hindi naman ASEAN ng ano? Di ba hindi ASEAN ng Japan?
Yeah,
more on South, diba? South Asia sila, di ba? South Asia ba? Or Southeast Asia sila?
They don't regard themselves as ASEAN eh. Yun eh. That's why they have their financial district is displaced in yen. The ASEAN, I don't know kung dollar yata yung pinapresent nila dun eh. But is the weirdness nga is that why is it decreasing? Why is it they're losing money on the ASEAN in Japan? They're getting more. Is it really so delikado bang mabankrupt ang financial district at pangit rin bang magkaroon ng massive inflation ang financial district? Kasi
remember.
Ito
yung sasabihin ko, remember. In the financial district, your future, the person's future is your collateral. It just doesn't apply to Andres. Pati rin sa iba yan.
Sa iba, sa mga
basta, it's hard, it's quite hard to explain actually, but I'm actually getting the gist because actually episode is a mindfuck and
oh my.
Ako niya nang hanggang alas stress na madaling araw kakaisip and actually already quite figured it out pero it's still hard to explain actually. Parang parang it's kind of like this. You are buying the future of people.
Who's the buyer? Ikaw.
Parang it's kind of like Mikuni is trying to buy the future of everybody just for the sake of one person. Parang kasi, alam mo yun, if you have, parang kasi ito yun eh, if you are a business, parang, it's, let's just make it simple. If you're a businessman, you're in charge of the fate of many people. Basically, mm-hmm. the people that work under you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you're in charge of their potential.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or what would happen if you throw people's future away just for the sake of for personal purposes? What would happen? Diba? It's kind of like that. It's the simplest that I could muster actually.
Oh nga no. This is the problem nga eh. There's this depth that insert this depth na hindi basta ma-explain lang ng 11 episodes eh.
No, actually, it can be. Actually, it's starting to make sense. But yeah, it can be. It can be. With proper writing. But the thing is, you really have to have a good depth of view about what's happening.
Kumbaga, parang nangyayari na talaga yan in the real world. You know? Diba?
Not pointing out that, but you just have to have a good sense of what's happening. Kumbaga, you just gotta get through to all the mindfucks and everything. After all, it is no Itamina anime.
Oh, nga. And I'm starting to think nga rin yung ano ni Kuro and I'm starting to be speechless kung ano pa ba ang pwede natin dito. I have to rewatch it another time to see this concept nga. Kasi it made you realize in this episode. I need to see it for myself again. Why? So, sige, let's move away from C. It's a mindfuck, so let's just move on. nako. Steins Gate. We'll put Steins Gate a little bit here. Steins Gate episode 9. Kuro, I think you have watched this and I already know ko naman yan. Alam mo naman yan eh. I was amazed that in the final moments of the episode that the Moe or the Akihabara that we usually know didn't exist na doon. Just because of her. Ano pangalan ng babae? Kuro?
Akiha? Yeah.
Because of her sick circumstances and before the time jump. Actually, na-mention ba sa episodes, this a visual novel, sa episode of what became her parents?
Dead.
Namatay ba? Sinabi ba? Nabanggit.
No, I think. Yeah, I think so. Namatay ata parents niya or whatever, nawala. Basta yon, her parents disappeared. As far as I can recall.
And this text message, of course, constitute nga na to help to keep everything changed or back together. And in the sense nga na...
It's just basically... The episode just basically says that too much tampering with time will have its consequences. And we're getting the... We're getting towards the consequences part.
Oh, nga eh. And even Owen Ocarin is starting to have his breakdown na rin na what if may mga changes siya na hindi niya nakikita? Mga ganun.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You got to watch the next episode.
Nako, ano kaya yan? So, lala, sinabi ko lang na. Sinabi ko lang. So, just like, ano nga, just like Sina, nagkaroon talaga ng very impact ending or cliffhanger, ika nga. Steins Gate also has this. Okay, oh, nawala na ang Akihabara. I mean, it changed from what we used to. Or what we actually know. Yun lang. Ito, siguro nandito, ay, hindi na pala niyanto yung ano eh. Aono Exorcist, episode 7 ba to? O 8? It's a filler episode, I think. Ay, hindi pala siya. Ano, it's about friendship building with, sino yung ano, character? Anton? Oo. Sino yung character yung Hanakana doon? Oh, no.
Shemi
yon.
Ito lang. I think for me, yung the latest episode of Our Exorcist is good. Hmm. Pretty good, actually. But the thing is, it was done as if it was a filler. Again, just like okay. The last episode.
Ay, nako. Although it's in the main story.
It's in the main story, but it's you know, you felt like you're just watching filler, cool filler anime because Aon Exorcist is cool. But yeah, it was a good episode overall.
Wala lang masasabi. You said it already. So it was a cool episode, na lang for Aon. Okay, ito nakapanood ko nito kanina. Sketch Dance episode 9. Kuro, I think you are amazing this episode.
Oh yes.
Hello.
Chibi.
Chibi Wilson. Nako. Akala ko baka they will pull out a Detective Conan like another parody pero hindi.
No, I think it is that Chibi Wilson thing is actually a parody of sorts for Conan, I think.
I was expecting that na si Himiko will pull out.
At Himiko will pull out.
Pull out ka na? Sasabihin ko? I was thinking that that Himiko will pull out the costume of Conan para i-dress up si Boss. I was under the impression, pero no. Yes. It was an interesting episode. Although, sometimes may mga certain parts na medyo I find it a little bit of over the top, parang ganun. Pero the manga character, the new character that introduced is somewhat no, actually he's more of a plot device than sa episode na yun. He just makes people move in the story. Pero ano pa ba? Actually, that's it. Eh. There's not really much to say about Sketas besides that. Any funny moments, Kuro, that you find it in the episode?
The whole episode is a funny moment.
We will be seeing the manga character, the manga guy next. Is he a recurring character?
Yeah, I think.
You don't
if
know.
I remember correct. Yeah, I think.
Malapit na ba tayo sa pillows?
Ewan?
Ay, hintay-hintay ko talaga. Ito, last. Before we go with your recommends, Kuro. Gosik, episode 19. O, was it 20? 20? I can say that this is a prelude to the biggest arc or to the final arc from what I see. Kasi everything is starting to fall into place. Although I find it a bit disturbing nga yung nangyari, yung kung paano, how victory came to be. It was rather weird. It was rather amusing na. I was thinking it was a relationship gone wrong, but rather it was a forced thing to do.
It was like that almost right from the start.
Akala ko lang they just parang it was a sour relationship pero no and also it kind of bothers me how can Cordelia manage to be pregnant in that kind of body. Parang hindi yata niya, parang hindi siya yung ganun na eh. And what's the most intriguing part is how can she maintain her figure after the pregnancy?
Anime physics.
Yes, yun lang yun. I think the Grey Wolves are starting to make air their move na eh. I think I remember that guy, yung nabump ni nila nila Cujo is one of those. Ben?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Gosek is nearing its end. So basically, bumubuelo na sila for a big finale.
And I don't know what will happen. Luckily, walang namatay in this episode. Pero I have an guess kung sino-sino.
Sino?
Anton, may sasabihin ka? Nandiyan ka ba? Wala.
Wala.
Speechless. So anyway, Gosek is an okay episode and I think it's going to have a very interesting one. Magdumating na yung 20 within siguro din next bukas. Hindi ka namin naririnig, Anton. Yun lang yun. Ayun. Sige. Mukhang ano eh. Anong oras na ba? Okay, we're already at our 2-hour mark. So, before we go with the recommend, I think, Brian, napakinggan mo na ba yung recommendation ni Kuro last week? Yung,
Yes, yung Natural High?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, actually, yung parang stressful na umaga na hindi ka masyadong hindi maganda yung gising mo, nakaka-rejuvenate siya ng utak. Kasi very light yung tones niya and very parang ano nga, just like no, what Kuro said, very ano, parang nakaka-relax talaga siya.
No piano, no life, di ba?
Okay.
Yun yung kanta na pinakinggan mo.
Again?
No piano, no life. Yun yung kanta, di ba?
Yeah, that's my favorite song dun sa album nila. Actually, marami siyang songs yung binigay ni Kuro. Around 10 ba yun? 10 ba yun? 10 ka lang.
I perfectly agreed na nagpapa-distress yung kanta. Nagpapatagal na stress. And you can see really that they enjoy playing music fun, parang ganon. There's this air of they're enjoying what they're doing.
Parang I'm not doing this for business, I'm doing this for my pleasure and for ano, parang enjoy ako gawin to, hindi ako napipilitan. And the way is, they're doing the PP, di ba?
Which is what Anton may said, di ba? That some record labels are forcing their singers to sing something that is not really in their style or that's really something that they want. And this is one example that this how a good song is made. Parang ganun eh. Hindi ko pa nababasa yung lyrics ng No Piano No Life, pero I find it very soothing eh. Nag-enjoy ako. Parang napapabit rin ako sa kanila the enjoyment na pinapakita. Yan lang. Kuro, what makes Natural High in terms of making a very good music? Their music.
They're just good. That's it.
That's good. Although it's curious na lang ako dun sana eh. That PV seems like it was made in the 80s. Eh. Matagal na ba yung kanta?
No, actually, it was made in 2006.
Around? Yeah, 2006 ba? If I'm not mistaken.
Ah, 2006?
Yeah.
Because the passion is, anyway, ganun ba? Wala lang. Nag-enjoy lang ako. Masyadong masaya sila. At nasayahan rin ako.
And nagre-regret ako, konti lang ang fans nito. Pero they have potential to have a large sum of fans. Especially who those who like good music. As in good music talaga. It's quite a shame na konti lang ang kanilang fans outside Japan.
Well, at least those fans are very core fans talaga, yung diehard. Ika nga. Although not to the point that they'll harass Aya Hirano's lifelines. That's a different story.
Iba na yun eh. Iba na kay Aya eh.
It's another different kind of fandom. ano yun? Kuro, what is your next recommendation?
Wala muna ako recommendation ngayon. I'm still on the prowl. I'm just looking for things right now. Kasi I was busy last week.
Oh, ganun.
Anyway, ba na ang primary school life?
Nagkakot up na.
Mahabol na.
Okay, sayang. So,
Day lang. Kung gusto nyo recommendation baka mo.
Mhm. Paghahanap pa siguro, wait lang.
Oh. Porn. Please can
Marami nang narinig ba ako?
Narinig ka na.
Narinig ba ako?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Skype restart lang pala. Skype restart.
So, Kuro, ano yung recommendation mo?
Yun. I think it's another music recommendation because I really can't think of anything else right at the moment. So, I think, do you guys like old school? Yung mga tipong Blink 182 na kanta?
Hindi akong alam dun.
Yeah.
I will recommend Ele Garden. They're like awesome or Japanese rock band, but they sing in English. And yeah, their rock music
English
is really, really pretty
English?
Awesome.
No,
English.
English. Ako rin kasi
English.
Minarinig sa akin ni Kure, natuwa rin ako eh. I was thinking, is that a English band? No, it's a Japanese band. What? Ano yung kanta na pinakinggan ko? Pinakinig mo sa akin, Kuro? Yung isa na lang English song? Ha?
Okay, nawawala siya.
Mr. Hello.
Hmm.
Mr. Raindrop, hindi. Something ano eh.
Mr. Feather. Yun.
Ayan, Mr. Feather. Check yun. Nyo. Yun yung ano, pinaringgan sa akin.
Just look it up on YouTube, Ele Garden, and I think there will be a lot of search results coming.
Yeah, hindi lang naman sila. Disband na sila, no?
Their rock music. Oh yeah, they're disbanded, but you know, not much people really know much about them lately because they're like an old band.
Any idea kung ba sila nag-disband?
I think Away.
Para ba lang ano? Eraser Heads. Okay ba?
Oh, parang ganun na ito.
Sayang. Pero some of them are parang part Canadian.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, nandito ka. Nandito ka naman.
Hello. Anton, utang mo, Anton.
Lalo na rinig.
Wait, anyway, mag-wrap
up. Anton, nag-fight ka na, Anton!
Ay, nako. Let's wrap this up. we're very over time. So, let's move. Saan makikita, Kuro?
Kuroshinko sa aking blog, which is kuroshinko.wordpress.com, on my Twitter, Kuroshinko, and Wanderemove.
Siyempre, there. Brian, saan ka makikita?
Sa Twitter ko at Ajisan at sa aking sa site and diapalides.ph.
Yes.
Okay. May mga regular reviews ako doon. As of now.
Anton, saan ka makikita? Wala. Nag-drop na, natakot Anton. Na. Nawala na, natakot na si Anton. Anyway, makikita nyo kami ni Anton. Oh, actually, since magkakaroon siya ng konting break, is Deremo, dot com.
Makikita nyo si Anton sa UPLB.
Ah, sa UPLB rin, no? Siyempre. Seryosong seryoso.
Pakalat-kalat siya.
Ayun. Ayun, kung gusto nyo makita yung mga last post ni Anton, yun, makikita nyo sa deremoe.com. Twitter at Anton Cruz, yung kanyang public account. At kung tingin Anton, nyo ay... Anton C. Cruz?
D. Cruz. P. Ay, sorry.
D?
Okay.
Tango?
T. Cruz. Anton T. Cruz. Okay.
Okay, Anton T. Cruz. Para sa public account niya, just follow him. Or kung feeling nyo, close na kayo ni Anton sa ADT Cruz? At ADT Cruz?
Yes.
Ayun. So, ayun. Doon yung siya makikita. Siyempre, makikita nyo ako. Siyempre, Deremo eh. At, siyempre, nakakalimutan ko i-plug ang aking personal site. Is my life as a visionen. Ngayon ko lang nakalimutan ko i-plug na to. .com pala. Hindi pala yun ano, Twitter. mylifeasavisionen.com. Although I don't really post regularly there, pero from time to time I make some weird posts there. Ayun. So, abang si Anton is connect and re-disconnect, we shall...
Hello, narinig ba ako?
Yes, narinig ayan, ka
hello,
na.
Anton.
We're wrapping up. Narinig mo ba ako?
Ayan,
hindi na. So, let's wrap this up. Kaya nakikinig sa Roundtable Otakus episode 14.
Naririnig ko na kayo.
Naririnig mo na kami. Bye-bye na. ngayon nakikinig sa Roundtable Otakus episode 14. Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Do you think you really fly, hey, Mr. Clever? She's fool enough to trust you, Mr. Stupid. You're not like anyone, hey, Mr. Famous. I don't know your real name, Mr. Tiny. Your dream is so big, hey, Mr. Clumsy. What if made it so hard, Mr. Doubtful? Don't you trust yourself at all, I'm Mr. Complain. Yeah, my life is shit. Give me something that I never feel. Give me something that I understand. Give me something that I'll never lose again. Hey, Mr. Smiley, smile when you're sad, hey Mr. Crazy. Where's the border of sanity, Mr. Jealous? Hope you don't have any secrets, Mr. Money. What do you want for next Christmas, Mr. Perfect? Have you ever put it off, I'm Mr. Complain. Yeah, my life is shit. Mr. Feather, do you think you really fly, hey Mr. Clever? She's fool enough to trust you,